Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to Not Your Average WCW podcast, an extension of the MPB My Point of View blog. On this podcast, we sometimes have unconventional conversations about life, love, and even pop culture. I'm your host, Elspeth Chimenza, aka Lady E, and today we're going to discuss a topic that is near and dear to me. She's dear to my heart, and I'm actually thinking of all the women. Especially particularly black women. We're going to talk about the strong black woman narrative and why it's time to retire it once and for all. First, let's take a look at the historical background of why black women have had to be strong throughout the passage of time. Black women have always had to be strong because of the intersectionality of their race and gender. They have had to endure slavery, colonization, discrimination, and racism while also facing sexism. Oof, that's a lot of trauma. Can we just, you know, a moment of silence? Because, hey, like it. That's a lot of trauma. That's a lot to go through. And even when you think of... when I think of stories I've been told by my grandmother and other older women, especially during times of war, you know, our fathers, our grandfathers were going to war, or, you know, we lose the patriarchal aspect of the family, and then the woman has to step up and take care of the family. Then there are other situations where... because culturally in Africa, we can have polygamous relationship in some parts of Africa, and depends on culture and religion at some point. So there is the aspect where sometimes in some households, mothers, they were mostly single mothers, in as much as there was a father. So you find situations where the woman has to be also the father. So like she's taking on a rather masculine role per se. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot. So this has led to a culture of resilience and strength that has been passed down from generation to generation. Yeah, I'm actually thinking of my grandmother as I'm talking about generations. And yeah, my grandma was hard. She was a hard woman. Strong, yes. But I'm not so sure how I feel about this strong aspect. Anyway, we'll discuss as we go on. Unfortunately, this strength has been weaponized against black women, as they are often expected to be strong all the time, no matter what they're going through. This has given birth to the strong black woman trope used in fiction, movies, television shows, and even in everyday life. The strong black woman stereotype harms the image of black women as a monolith. It suggests that black women are all the same, that they are all strong, and that they don't need help or support. I relate to that last statement, you know, where they don't need help or support. This is not only untrue, but it's also harmful to black women's mental health. It places an unfair burden on them to be perfect, to never show weakness, and to always be in control. There's a part of my life where growing up in an all-female household, this notion stripped away my femininity. It also affected how I maneuver through life. I will admit that I struggle. I still struggle. Something I'm unlearning. Remember, we're in the season of unlearning. So I am unlearning this whole thing of not asking for help. But yeah, I do struggle with asking for help. I pretend that I have things under control, yet mentally I'm breaking down. I've had episodes of mental breakdowns where I've had out-of-body experiences. I felt like a robot or a plane on autopilot. It's worse as a parent because society expects you to be strong for your children. Yet how do we parent our children when we are scatterbrained or out of sorts. And I'm thinking of daughters who have inherited traumas from their mothers because of the strong Black woman expectation. We need to recognize that Black women are not a monolith and that they are human beings with a wide range of emotions and experiences. And let's not forget, we need to stop, I think, especially from the red pill society, there's this thing where women are emotional, women don't think. I think scientifically and best you believe it, God created us the way we are. We're supposed to be emotional. So if we are told not to have emotion, I'm not sure what we're trying to say. So yeah, we should experience emotions. Black women, I'm talking to the Black woman because that's my discussion of the trope that has made us go through stuff alone, made us go mad. I'm not lying. So it made us angry to some extent. We need to get to a place where, in as much as we are capable of holding our own, we also need emotional, mental, financial, and spiritual support just like anyone else. Black female celebrities and public figures have been speaking out against the strong Black woman stereotype. And I think this has emerged more since COVID, the emergence of COVID, the first lockdowns where people couldn't go outside. And I think after that, a lot of people realized that, there was this whole discussion about mental health. But I think Black women then came to a place where they're realizing that, oh, wow, we've been so busy doing life that we didn't realize that we actually need time off. We need time for ourselves. We need time to reflect. We need time to breathe, we also need time to grieve, time to cry, to feel. So when I think of like female celebrities who've talked about mental health, I think of Tara J.P. Hansen, who over time has actually been discussing about her mental health. She's shared how she's been affected by this whole pressure to always be strong. And we've seen over time now, she does express herself. She does cry. She really is getting into that space where she's not trying to say, I have it all together. She talks about from love life to career. She's really, really speaking out. And I applaud her for that. But I think, to some extent, we need boundaries. This is a discussion for another time, but I also kind of feel like there's a space where we also now need to avoid what I call public tears. I'm not saying that we should not cry, but I think there are certain tears that we need to avoid that are making us manipulative to the public audience, but that's a discussion for another time. But I'm not saying Taraji is being dramatic, in as much as she's an actress. I think she is feeling the pressures of fame, of the things that she's experienced from life itself. Another person I actually liked, because I really love this special, Yvonne Orji in her HBO special. HBO? A homie. She actually shared her challenges with the strong Black woman stereotype and how it's affected her personal and professional life. I loved the part where she was like, I'm tired of being independent. I want to be codependent. Ah, that for me, I was like, oh, girl, I can relate. Thank you for talking about that. We've just been taught that, question, tell me what you think about me. This whole independent woman thing, it's not really a great place to be. But that's a discussion for another time. I think it's time for us to view black women as feminine females who are allowed to worry, be anxious, or cry when in distress, or even grieve. We deserve to be desired, loved, and protected just like women from other races. It's okay for a black woman not to have it all together, and she should not be judged for that. To be honest, I don't want to be a strong black woman, period. I want to be a woman who feels, who expresses herself, a woman who goes through the motions. If I'm crying, let me cry. If I'm in my prayerful space, let me pray and just allow me to express myself. I think we need to stop. It's one of those things. I also feel I sympathize with a lot of women, especially when they lose loved ones, their children, their parents, their spouses, where there's that expectation. You know, they're told shinga, no, which cards are no shinga, and they all those. I believe it's sort of toxic, where just because you gave birth, you know, those birth pangs. To be honest, as someone who actually gave birth, I don't even remember how painful it was. So, but the pain, emotional pain, lack of, you know, that lack of peace of mind, those things go on and you can feel it on a daily basis. So I don't think we should use birth pangs as an example of a woman's strength. I think we need to now look at women in a different space and allow women to go through what they're going through, to express themselves. So I've been talking, I've been rambling, but I hope it makes sense. And it's something that we can further discuss. But I'm going to really leave you with this question, because I really want us to continue talking about this. I want us to interact about it. How can we actively work to dismantle the strong black woman stereotype and create a space for black women to be vulnerable and express their emotions without fear of judgment? Food for thought. Anyway, it's always a pleasure talking to you, sharing my thoughts, and hopefully opening the conversation for other conversations. Thank you for joining me today as we discuss about the strong black woman trope. And again, I don't want to be a strong black woman. I don't want to be an independent woman. I want codependency. I want a support structure in all facets of my life. I definitely want to be able to express myself more. I think blood pressures would go down if we're really expressive, to be honest. But anyway, it's always a pleasure to be with you guys. Tune in next time for more thought-provoking discussions on Not Your Average WCW podcast. Until the next time, you know how I say it. P.S. Always write your own love story. Ciao.